if you have the ability to love, love yourself first. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Freddy Friday segment, Freddy helps us understand why self-love is not selfish. Enjoy.
I don't care what he says. I don't care what she says. I don't care what they say. I don't care what Dr. Google says. You keep loving yourself because self-love is not selfish. Oh, I was beside myself. I Googled self-love and the words that came up were conceited, self-centered, egotistical, narcissist. And I'm like, hold them up. That's not what all self-love is. Those are people that are vain. There are people out there like that, that just love themselves so much they don't care about nobody else but themselves. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what I want for you. What I want you to understand is there are people out there that will try to make you feel like loving yourself is selfish for their own personal gain. I texted my wife the other day. I was like, hey, what you doing? Where you at, babe? She texted me back and said, give me 50 feet. I need some me time. That's what I'm trying to get you to. I'm trying to get you to the point where you understand yourself so much that you know when you need some you time. And it's not a situation where a person that says that to you doesn't love you anymore. Or maybe out doing something they have no business doing. I've said this before. The best relationships are when two people come together in the confines of self-love and unite as one. That's what you're trying to get to. You were put up for a reason. You are born to have a purpose. And if you don't understand that, then it's time for you to fall back in love with yourself. Never, ever, ever allow somebody to make you feel that loving yourself is selfish. Because it's far from selfish. As a matter of fact, loving yourself is actually selfless. Because you understand that you cannot love somebody else until you love yourself. It's impossible for you to give yourself wholeheartedly to anybody, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend, whether it's a romantic relationship, until you understand you, until you love you some you. And I promise you, when they see you start making that change, they're going to be like, oh, so it's all about you now. Oh, so you're just going to ignore me and not do this when I ask you. I implore you, stop being a cheerleader for team them and start cheering for team you. And if they can't respect that, if they don't understand that, if they can't give you that 50 feet that you need, when you need it, then they're not for you. And it may be time for you to tell them to hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more. Because self-love is not selfish. Never, ever, ever let somebody make you feel that way. Pour some love into yourself. And that gives you all the power, all the strength you need to pour a lot of love into everybody else. You'll just know when to do it. You'll know when you need you time, and you'll know when it's time for them. So it's important that you make daily deposits in the most important stock of them all, you. And once you start doing that, you will find yourself climbing over the hump and making each and every day of your life a Wednesday. Love yourself. It's not selfish. This is a great day to to win. Let's go.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.